The princess story continues. The princess had just completely shocked the prince and had also started to change the king in ways that the king couldn't understand. But there was still somebody very, very important that had to be dealt with. Do you remember who that was?
The queen.
The queen. The queen. The evil, horrid, malevolent, vicious, nasty.
Yeah, malevolent.
Malevolent. Yeah, she was, wasn't she? She was just full of it. And her heart was made of squid ink, I'd say. It was that black. Anyway, the...
You said her heart wasn't black. It was dusty grey.
Oh, that's right. It wasn't black. It was dirty grey. You're right.
Dusty grey.
Dusty grey. Okay. What's the difference? But the princess now had to deal with the most terrible enemy that she'd ever come across in her life, because the wicked queen was in a fierce temper. In the other side of the castle, the queen had smashed every single mirror that was in the castle. She had broken them all. She had stood on them. She had jumped up and down. She had got a hatchet and cut the head off all of her dolls. She was turning into a fierce, raging storm. She knew that she was on her last legs. She knew that there was going to be a fight to the death between the new princess, and though she didn't even know that she was a princess, but she knew there was going to be a fight between her and this spirit who had arrived on the island, who was different from herself. She could sense it. The wicked queen was in trouble, and she really knew that unless she managed to defeat the princess from Princess Island, she would be yesterday's meat. So she got a great plan. She got four of her most fierce warriors and she gave them poison. She gave them poison to put on top of their spears. And she said, you have only one job. Your only job is to stick the points of your spears into that little creature that has made such a mess of my husband. Go and find her. Stick your spears deep into her until there is no blood left to fall out. Absolutely, I command you, put poison into both of her eyes. With that, the queen fell asleep. She thought she'd done everything she could possibly do, and she thought she was entitled to have a bit of a rest. And anyway, she had exhausted herself through her anger. She fell asleep on her favourite sofa. And when she was asleep, she had an extraordinary dream. While she was asleep, she dreamt that there was an island in the middle of the island, in the middle of a lake in the middle of the island. And on the island, in the middle of the lake of the island, was a man and a woman who were poor, who were happy, who were laughing, who were smiling, but who were also miserable. They were people who had mixed feelings. People were sad one minute because they had lost their child, and were happy another minute because they had survived and they were alive and the sun was beautiful and the sea was beautiful. So they were kind of mixed up people. But the queen met them in the dream. And do you know who she was dreaming about?
Who?
Can you guess?
The king, the real king and queen.
She was dreaming about the father and mother of the princess from Princess Island. She was dreaming that they were on a little island in the middle of a lake, in the middle of the island where they lived. And in her dream, these two creatures came over and found the wicked queen in a basket floating in the water. And in a basket floating in the water was a little queen, a tiny little person. The same features, the same look on the face, the same hands, the same legs, the same heart as the wicked queen herself, but tiny. And they lifted the little baby out of the basket. or the miniature human being out of the basket. And they carried the miniature human being into their house in the dream. And in the dream they gave the little creature jelly and ice cream and beautiful apricots and jam and honey and even gave some peanut butter. And the queen in the dream loved it and stayed happily asleep for the whole night while she was enjoying this wonderful experience. Meanwhile, the princess from Princess Island and the prince didn't know what to do. They had got rid of the king, but they decided it was time to go walking round the castle to see who they could find and to try to bring some laughter and smiles back into the kingdom. But they knew that until the wicked queen was changed, killed, banished, whatever, something had to be done about the wicked queen. And they knew that the only people who could do it were themselves. So they knew that that was their mission. And if they didn't succeed in their mission, the future of Princess Island would be quite, quite different than it would have been if the little princess hadn't come back to the island where she was born.
Can you tell me another chapter?
Are they down there already? I guess they are.
Yeah, I think you're on your own, so you can just play things on your own.
Oh, no. You mean I'm by myself? Well, I don't want to do that. I worked on it in the way, I didn't see.
You have to go on that side. Or else there's no one else down for the end. There's loads of cancellations.
Well, I'm not going up by myself, so I'm going to wait and see if I can get lucky later on. Are there... Right.
There's only all two there.
But are there people scheduled to go off next? People going off in the next half hour?
Yeah. But there's no
proof. But I might use a tool who'd let me play with them. Yeah. Oh, they're two with me?
Yeah, but you can't play in competition.
What kind of competition is it?
Horses.
Oh, bloody hell. I see what you mean.
No, you can play. There's no competition.
Oh, sorry, I don't mind that. Yeah, I've got
10 past 9
and
two lads are there.
The two lads are there already. Okay, thanks a minute. going out in the two ball?
Yeah, that's the two ball standing.
All right, so I'll come with you. You guys are in the competition?
Yeah, pretty good, yeah.
And I'm just by myself.
Yeah.
Great. I didn't know there was I needed to have a partner. Didn't even know what was on, actually. No. There wasn't anybody I'd looked at, but never mind. Never mind. So you guys will play foursomes.
Greensomes.
Green, oh yeah, I've never played greensomes in my life. What does
that
mean?
It's the exact same as foursomes, except 4D, you hit a drive.
Yeah.
And you just pick the better one and you play foursomes in from there then.
All right. So it's a bit like a mixture of a scramble and a, well, yeah, yeah, okay. And I left my battery at home.
Oh, lovely.
So I have a great job now. Maybe this is crazy pushing this thing around, but never mind. Bad on names. It's Evan, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jack, sorry, Jack. And what's your name?
Kian.
Kian. Yeah. Kian. Hi, Kian. I'm Paul.
You remember here long?
Last summer, I joined in June, but I didn't start really to play till September. So I feel like I've been playing since September. But I've tried to play as much as I can since September. And you? How long have you been at the game?
I've joined here in 2008, but like my dad's been playing since I was
born. Oh, you're another Tiger Woods then. The old, yeah, are you serious? Your dad had you playing very young.
Yeah.
That's great. You obviously like it, do you?
Yeah, I love
it. I was only reading about what Tiger Woods' father did the other day. I hadn't ever read it properly. My goodness, he didn't half program that kid to being a golfer from before the age of 2. Before he could walk. Pardon?
It's all foggy, isn't it?
Yeah. Very. Okay. I hope I have... Oh, great. At least I brought a golf glove.